crack in the hole. I don't want nobody stepping an ankle on there because they would go a long way down. So. Okay, I'm going to sneak on through. All right. I'm going to have Sue stand up real quick.
Me?
Yep. Just don't let me knock you off.
Please don't. Yeah. Today's not my day.
Nope. Oh, I did step on your toe.
It's okay. Yeah, you didn't hit me too bad.
Okay, so here we are. I was hoping we could all get out on this rock today, and it works. That's great. So I'm guessing this isn't 45 feet. Really close.
Is that the record?
So,
maximum.
As promised to Nick, we thought we'd get you up here onto a place we call Black Hawk Rock.
Maximum weight.
It's called
maximum capacity.
Well, I was telling them, they asked what the name for the whole chunk is on here, and it's Ahuska. Can you say Ahuska?
Ahuska.
And it's based off an individual that had a village in this area, and lo and behold, he has a face that's unique to him. Ahuska. Ahuska looks no different than that face right there. And there's only a few people who see it. You can see his lips, his eyes, his eyebrows, and his chin. And that's exactly what Ahuska looks like. And lo and behold, there he is. It's pretty crazy, huh? So when our band looked for a place to fast, to seek direction in their life. If our tribal leaders want to go someplace that they can sit for several, whatever length of time is, to collect themselves and seek direction. There are certain areas that we have still to this day that we protect and we hold dear to our hearts there, and this being one of them out here. And imagine a young man and several of their elders placing him out here to fast, just drink a little bit of water. Whatever it is. And yet today you see a cell tower over there that we tribe. We're a gaming type tribe, and we have the fortunate, you know, aspect of these dollars coming in for now through gaming. And we talk about this money, you know, and everybody says, oh, tribe, you get so much money off the gold people. And it may be, you know, the case, you know, at any time. But that money goes back into the community. You know, we don't take it anywhere out of our area. We turn it into, you know, projects such as this nature and programs that benefit not only our people, but everybody around us. And we have this 80-20 philosophy. 80% of the dollars we make goes back into, you know, our programs and into the community. And 20% goes towards our administrative costs, you know, to make everybody, you know, stay around for work. And we used to have this dream that we would create gaming and be able to, you know, supply jobs to all our tribal members. We'll be self-sufficient in this, this, and that. And that was in the 60s. The 70s came around, and the 80s, and now the 90s, now it's 2000. And we realized that we cannot supply jobs to 100% of our tribe. It's just not, you know, if you want to stay competitive in this day and age, you have to hire people up. So therefore, you'll see in our gaming facilities, in our hotels, our convenience stores, and all these LLCs that we purchase. They're interested in our culture and ways and means. We're going to teach them that. So they understand why they're working for us, why they're working for the community, why we're there. And so oftentimes I always hear people say, well, I can't believe you're doing this at the casino. They're working there, they're going to work for us. Our tribe is going through this transition now. We knew back in the early, late 90s and early 2000s, and when I first started working for our tribe, there was going to be a change. You're never still, right? And even in our business at home, we see this transform into an actual business. It isn't as popular as it was when we first established these casinos. You know, you have to, you know, do what you can to survive up there, but you've got to do it to where you feel good at. Did everything we could with these dollars out there to be self-sustaining. You might minimize, you know, your staff or reduce here and there, like I hear. Like I said, at the onset, that government can go away tomorrow, and we still have benefited from this as a people and a tribe. We have 12 plans in our tribe, and the plans all have their respective goals. Your plans and our birth plans, they have their respective goals. People that are out there taking care of the communities out there. That's how communities exist. So whatever works, strengthen that. Whatever doesn't work, you need to figure out what needs to work and then strengthen that. That's how we survive. You just have to keep adapting and do what you can do up to it. But this area right here during the historic periods and why